Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Lots to talk about, actually, this week, Nolan. We're going to hammer through things to get through it. Not long after last week's show, Donald Trump comes on and sets free the hit king, Mr. Pete Rose. And that's one thing we're going to get talking about. And obviously the Players Association chief, Tony Clark, coming out and basically publicly putting it out there that 2027 looks like it's going to be a lockout year. So you'll remember over a month ago now, Nolan, and Dirtbags, that you heard it here first, that we weren't looking too forward to that 2027 season and telling you to go out there and make things happen this year. So we'll talk more about that in tonight's show as well, and obviously some pretty significant injuries really going into the season, some and then some unknown, the severity of the injuries. We'll talk about that, and then just the overview of spring training to this point, some highs, some situations that we probably assumed would happen, and so much more. So anyways, before we get going with that, Dirtbags, as always, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thank you for being a part of the nation. And anyway, player, a parent, a coach, a fan of the game, that's what it's all about. It's getting up, it's getting after it, it's getting dirty on the field, off the field. That's what it's all about, to be a dirtbag and be a dirtbag in this game of baseball. And so, and obviously to all our servicemen and women out there around the world, as always, we thank you so much for doing what you do day in, day out. So Nolan, myself, the rest of the Dirtbag Nation can do what we do, and that's baseball, and just have as much calmness as this crazy world will allow us right now. It seems like a lot of moving parts going on in the world, but the one we're always going to be talking about is baseball in some way, shape, or form. So obviously, spring training, like we're saying, going on right now, college baseball going on right now, high school teams, depending on what part of the country you're in, you're going to be up and rolling. And myself over here in Germany, Munich, we're practicing, we're getting ready. We're right around a month, April 4th, we kick off our season, and looking forward to it. It's going to be a long year. It's going to be a tough year for my team personally, because it's a complete rebuild. It's a complete reset. But I'm excited about it because it's all young guys, and young guys are like sponges. So, again, so much to talk about on tonight's show. So settle in, and we'll be right back here after the break.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's, let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's while supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to get things rolling on this week's episode?
Yeah, so, I mean, you were talking about it right off the hop. Pete Rose, family, obviously, back in January, filed a petition. Donald Trump comes forward basically agreeing with the family. Rob Manfred this week admits that he's seriously considering removing Pete Rose's name from the banned list. Obviously, it is what it is. He gambled on the game. Predominantly on his own team, based on all accounts of kind of what happened back in the day. This is obviously before I was born, so I don't know the full details. I just know that Pete Rose is the hit king and got banned from baseball while he was managing the Cincinnati Reds for gambling on his own team. And now basically the family's trying to get him in. And I hate this posthumous BS stuff. Like, dude was a Hall of Famer, plain and simple. He was a Hall of Fame player. Then he cheated on the game. It was in black and white. You can't do it. He did it. Boom, done. That's end of discussion. To me. Right? He screwed himself by doing it, knowingly doing it, and getting caught doing it. It's the same, unfortunately, as the steroid boys. I mean, I think all the steroid boys deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, same as Pete Rose. But unfortunately, they were tainted. They did illegal stuff. Cut and dry. That's it. Case over.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I didn't see it coming from President Trump for sure with the pardon of his term and in jail term and stuff. Obviously, is what pardon and putting the pressure on the MLB Hall of Fame and stuff. And again, it always gets associated with MLB, but it's really. You know, it's an independent organization that's just kind of evolved into that situation. So it's independently run. And like you said, I mean, it's going to be an interesting debate. I'm looking forward to seeing how it unfolds. Because like you said, it's betting on the game. It's actually in your contract that you sign every year as an MLB, a member of the MLB as a player, a staff member, a coach, manager, obviously. And Pete Rose was a manager at that time. And yes, he always bet on his team to win. They did the research. That was what came out at the time, late 80s, 90 and 1990 as it is. So it's a long time ago. And like you said, to your generation, Nolan, with the steroid boys, really, there was nothing official in baseball with steroids at that time, right? I was always interested in the fact that people would ask me, and they still ask me, what are my thoughts on it? And they said, unfortunately for me, it really is, to me, it's black and white. it didn't matter that steroids weren't a part of a MLB contract in the contract or not. They were illegal. They were illegal in society, and baseball is just an extension of society. So to me, they're illegal. So if they were doing them, hey, it was illegal. You got to take away those years that if you can find the data and the real information of how long those players did it, you have to take away those years. Again, it's going to be an ongoing debate for the next 100 years, probably forever, right? So, but yeah, I mean, very interesting to see President Trump come out and do that for Pete Rose, and we'll just see what happens from there. It is what it is.
So sticking on the Hall of Fame talk, this week it was announced basically the Eras Committee. If a player receives less than 5 votes, they fall off the ballot. If he receives less than 5 votes in 2 ballots, basically he'd have to wait. So let's just say he gets 4 out of the 12 votes. He's off the next ballot for the next 3 years. When he reappears after the next 3 years, so after 6 years from his initial one, if he also receives less than 5 votes, gone. That's it. He's off. He's off the committee. He's off the ballot. He's done. No more Hall of Fame votes for him. So guys like Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, all the steroid boys that we were just talking about, all of them obviously are going to be coming up within the next couple of years. Most of them all received less than 4 votes on the last time that they were doing it, and I believe it was 22. And going to be real interesting to see what happens there, because I know, like I said myself, are they Hall of Famers? Yes. Will they get into the Hall of Fame? No. Because too much, they're tainted, right? So, I mean, to me, that's an interesting one. I don't hate that idea. Same as how they do the regular balloting, where if you're less than 5%, you're done. So, interesting thing by the Eras Committee.
Very interesting, and the timing is very interesting. Obviously, a lot of conversations have had to have been had and discussed, and saying, look, this isn't going to go away, so we've got to come up with some other kind of a solution to eliminate it, and it goes one way or the other, right, Nolan, at the end of the day. If there are enough votes are there, you're going to make your claim, and you're going to get into the Hall of Fame. If they're not enough, you're out. It's as simple as that, and try to speed up that process.
Then there was one other fantastic move that happened this week, and I love this move by the Milwaukee Brewers. Jose Quintana, 1 year, $4.25 million. I think that is a fantastic get by the Milwaukee Brewers. Guy with NL Central experience, obviously having played for the St. Louis Cardinals. Just a good quality left-handed pitcher. He'll slide in there nicely in the 3-4 slot in that rotation, no problem. And he also has experience playing with the Chicago Cubs. So, I mean, the guy's familiar with the NL Central. Like I've kind of said basically all along, I still view the Milwaukee Brewers as the favorite coming out of the NL Central. Weak division. I don't care the moves that Chicago Cubs made. You lose a Cody Bellinger and replace him with Kyle Tucker. I don't know if that's a huge upgrade. I do believe it is an upgrade based on if Kyle Tucker's healthy, but the past couple years, I mean, we've kind of seen him, last year especially, we saw him battle through a freak injury, right? The one where he fouled off the pitch and hit him in the leg and ends up breaking his shin. I'm not in love with the Chicago Cubs, obviously being a Cardinals fan, but I just like what Milwaukee did there. That, to me, was just a great get. And especially since a couple weeks ago, or I guess last week, sorry, we just talked about it with the New York Mets. Obviously, familiarity with Quintana. You just have Sean Manaea go on the IL. You also had Frankie Montas right at the start of spring training, basically, on the IL. I think both of them with lat strains, if I'm not mistaken. Or obliques, I can't remember. But you're like, this guy's a quality major league veteran pitcher. Knows how to get outs, knows how to throw quality innings. Like, what else would you want from a starting pitcher? And especially for $4.25 million, Milwaukee Brewers got a fantastic deal there.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Good move by Milwaukee. I mean, you need depth of the pitching rotation. Obviously, we know that, dirtbags. And again, familiarity with the Central. Good pitcher. I just don't know what Steve Cohen was doing. You go out, you back up the truck at $765 million. everybody in the industry knows you want to be that team. You want to compete with the Dodgers. You want to compete and become number one in New York against the Yankees and stuff. And that guy did his job the last few years in New York, and you're not going to roll it back for him? That one, I don't understand. Well, that's and it. Steve Cohen could sit across the table from me, and he still couldn't make it make sense to me.
That's it. Coming into the year, realistically speaking, where do you have the New York Mets? Because I got them as the fourth place team in the NL East. I will be completely honest with you. I think they're the fourth best team in the NL East. I do not see them as better than Philadelphia, Atlanta, or...
Washington maybe ahead of them? You think Nationals are ahead of them?
No, actually, no, that's a stretch. That's a stretch. Washington still needs to prove it with the young kids. So, sorry, they're third best team in the NL East. Yeah, I got ahead of myself there when I was saying that. But, yeah, no, like, Miami obviously isn't above the Mets either.
No,
like, I'm just looking at it, right? That's the third best team in the NL East. I can't sit there confidently with their starting pitching and even with their lineup. I don't think their lineup has good defensive players. Why Quintana is not back with the Mets is beyond me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you look at that Phillies rotation, powerhouse up to top, no injuries at this point in time. Mets are losing players right now. The Braves are an interesting team, obviously, but at the end of the day, you're right. Great move by the Milwaukee Brewers. That's just a really good sign, and everybody had a chance. All the contending teams had the chance to go out there and get Quintana, and he should not have been available, but he was. Good for the Milwaukee Brewers. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, What are you leading this off with?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, writing's kind of on the wall. Tony Clark comes out, says, yeah, MLB's preparing for, or MLBPA, I guess, more so, is preparing for a lockout after the 2026 season. And basically, you're seeing a lot of the veteran players, right? Especially like a guy like Gerrit Cole. I saw him talking about it after the Tony Clark stuff came out. And he's just saying, like, why would we have a salary cap for this sport? Like, I get the salary floor, but a salary cap is just helping out the owners trying to save money and keeping it in their pockets. And to an extent, I mean, absolutely, he's right. But at the same time, like, I'm not spending $500 million when I don't have $500 million to spend, which is what some people are seeming to forget. Like the Miami Marlins, I don't even know if they're valued at over $1 billion. So you're telling me the Miami Marlins have $500 million to spend in one offseason? Like, it's outrageous to me. But, like, I mean, there's just such a huge difference in opinions, obviously, between the players and ownership, which, I mean, that's just common sense. But still, like, obviously, we're getting to that point where it's like, me as a fan, I just want to watch the best players playing their respective sports, right? I don't want to see, case in point, a guy like a Jose Quintana, or last year, the four, like the big four, they're waiting until end of March to get signed to contracts, right? Like, I don't want to see that. I want to see the best players playing. I want to see the teams actually trying to go out there and spend money, right? Even this. So, like, I see Justin Turner today. Justin Turner rips on the Seattle Mariners, and he's like, listen, I love my time up in Seattle. I would have signed with Seattle again happily, but if I was the only one to re-sign there or sign there in general, he was like, I would have been pissed off, is what he said. He's like, I would have been asking them, what the heck are we doing here? Like, we had the best pitching staff in baseball, and yet we're not going out there and trying to spend money. He even said, he was like, I thought 100% they were going to go after Pete Alonso and get him signed to whatever type of deal that they'd need to in order to get that thump in the lineup. And of course, yeah, their best signing, I guess, was Jorge Polanco on like a 1 year, 8.5 or whatever he ended up signing for. And I'm like, he's not wrong. Like, that was the main issue with a lot of teams. Case in point, St. Louis didn't even make a major league move this offseason. Just a bunch of minor league signings. Because ownership was wanting to be cheap and trying to trade off all their veteran guys. Couldn't even trade off anybody. So, I fully understand where he's coming from. I fully understand where Tony Clark's coming from, saying, hey, listen, like, we're just not on the same page at all. And like I said last time there was the lockout, before the 22 season, I believe it was. Like, I just think the pair of them need to go. Like, Clark and Manfred, they can't sit in the same room and see eye to eye at all. They're just two totally different people. They're not on the same page. And in my opinion, they're not looking out for the best interest of the sport.
Yeah, I think that's where it's gotten, right? I mean, on the surface, dirtbags, you hear Manfred say it last month, and Tony Clark, obviously, last week. And so, obviously, the owners have spoken with Rob Manfred and said, look at, you know, especially those teams that just aren't going to pay the bills. It's that simple. Even the Baltimore Orioles new man ownership, right. Yeah. Came out and said it and stuff. On the surface, it's scary. It's nerve wracking, but deeper than that, I love it. I gotta be honest, because again, you heard us say it right off the bat back in January, dirtbags, before any of this came out publicly, we were saying it. And you have to remember, as fans, you are in control. And I think that there's always jockeying going on. But what I really like about it is, never in the past have you really heard either side come out and publicly announce that, hey, it's not looking good for 2027. And I think that's what they're doing. I think they're testing the fans to a degree, because, like you said, Nolan, the two of them, they can't get on the same page. They obviously got a Manfred represents owners. Clark represents players. And obviously, when you're talking about, what, 800 and change players at the MLB level, you're going to have opinions all over the map, everywhere you go, right? And obviously, they're all going to vote at one point or another in against salary cap, against whatever things that they don't want to agree on as players and that. owners are going to have to do the same thing. They're going to have to be all in on unanimous, whether they are or not. That's always going to come out publicly. But I really like the fact that they're at least announcing it before the 2025 season. So don't be scared about it, fans, dirtbags. Go out and like I said, don't show up for games. Start it this year. All you got to do, you don't have to show up for not a season, but just hold out on your team. And as much as that looks like it hurts, hold out on them, because then both the players and the owners are going to have to pay attention to it and say, oh, this is about the fans. Yes, players, obviously it's about you. We want to see you. We love watching you. Why wouldn't we love watching you with the talent that you have and the game, the way it's going, like we said now, Nolan. But at the end of the day, we're not paying $250 a ticket to go and watch a game.
And especially a bad product, too. Like, if your team, exactly, like Oakland, like case in point with Oakland over the last few years before they finally moved out to Sacramento. Like, and I feel horrible for those fans. You end up losing your franchise, but your ownership just beat around the bush for years and years and years and never re-signed any of the homegrown talent or any of the trades that they made for some of those young studs. Like, if they would have re-signed some of their guys, as a fan, I'd be inclined to go. Like, case in point, Miami Marlins, like, same thing. They get 10,000 fans. Tampa Bay is a different story altogether because Tampa Bay is perennially a contender, but they also don't spend money on their own players, so you can't have a strong fan base that way. So I agree with what you're saying. Like, you got to have one guy. I think there's always just one guy on every team that you need to be that guy, and you're going to build around him. Right, it can't be okay every 3 years we're trading our guy to try and get back X, Y, and Z for prospects and hoping that these X, Y, and Z can turn into player A.
No, I agree with that 100% because I think they also realize that you just can't, it's not easy to relocate these teams either. You got to do buyouts with the cities, the investments, maybe the state, depending if you're the only team in the state, because they put money in for your stadium, let's say, and funded you in different ways and stuff. So relocation, it's not as simple to just sit there and say, oh, well, let's go over to Nashville. Let's go to South Carolina, North Carolina, whatever it is on the East Coast, let's say. I don't know where else. Really, I guess you could maybe do Utah, like you've seen NHL do with hockey in the past. Same with basketball. It's been around for a long time, the Jazz, obviously. But, you know, they're starting to become a sports city as well. But it's not that easy. So again, dirtbags, don't look at it negatively. Look at it as a positive. They're already announcing it out there. And like we've said for, 5 years, I think, since we started doing the podcast, Nolan, or whatever, and stuff, and even when Braden would be on more regularly with us, we said that we've never once, I believe, said an actual salary cap, but we've always, since 2019, said a salary floor. Yeah. And there has to be, because yes, those teams can say it. I mean, Nolan said about the Marlins not being a $1 billion team. Well, yes, they're around the $1 billion and stuff like that. I mean, everybody is. I get it. The money's there. But to your point, Nolan, yes, money's there, but it's limited. And I think no matter what anybody says, anybody, fan, an MLB player, or an owner, it isn't equal across all the boards. And we've seen the TV contracts the last few years, right? Look at how the TV's gone. It's not sustainable either, because it's like we said, I think back in January, Nolan, almost every team, and you're starting to kind of see it, needs to develop their own TV brand.
Well, that's it. Just especially with Bally. Like what happened with Bally, like everybody is put on pause that was owned by Bally or had TV rights, Bally. And you're like, end of the day, yeah, case in point, like you said, your Yes Networks and your NESN or NESN, however you pronounce it, Sportsnet, your West Coast teams that have theirs out there, like your Dodgers and stuff. I believe Seattle has its own, if I'm not mistaken. Like, wow. Teams like that, they have a leg up because, yeah, it's their own money. Like, it's all going back into the team. Where Bally-owned teams, or I guess, what is it now, Barstool? Owns Bally, I think, now. Somebody owns
them. Okay,
anyways.
I didn't even know
and
that.
They're like, yeah, like, yeah. Okay, this is basically our buyout version of it, where we'll still be able to pay you, but it might not be as much. So,
yeah. I mean, there you go. You got Texas Rangers winning the World Series in 2023. That offseason, they can't do anything because they lost Bally. Bally froze them. Minnesota Twins in 2023, 2024. No signings last year. They had to freeze because the same thing, the TV contracts.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, that does matter, Dirtbags. That really does matter because that's $25 million a year or whatever in that you can look at spending. All of a sudden, it's gone. You know, and I say 25, but it goes up from there depending on the size of your community, the contract deal that you had. And so that's significant money. I mean, yes, they still have money. I get that. So, again, a salary floor, no question. But let's get hammering down. And I think that's another reason for me, Nolan, that they are. Yes, they're jockeying for position, but I think they're trying to really get a lot of feedback. They can collect so much data on fans and stuff like that of the sport. And that's why I say you're valuable, Dirtbags. Put in your thoughts. Put in your comments. Let the league know. Let MLB know. The players, the owners. That, you know what? Yeah, okay, we're fine without a salary cap if you want to go that way. But you have to have a salary floor. Let them know well in advance. And I think that's what they're trying to do is eliminate staying out because they know they've got the fans there. They respect us as fans. They love us as fans. And they understand they're in the people business. And we're the people that pay the bills.
And especially since they got a pot of every other rich team that goes over the luxury tax paying them too. Like it's extra money in their pockets. So, yeah, there's no reason why there shouldn't be a floor.
You saw the A's do it this year, right? They ponied up. They got pressured. They were going to get sued. Same as the Marlins. Same as the other guys, right? They're going to get sued if they don't do it. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4/5 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo! GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, and welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call question. So, Nolan, last week you spoke about it. This week it comes to fruition. Mr. Pujols, officially named manager for Dominican Republic, WBC 2026. Got to be feeling pretty good, buddy. One for one on the predictions.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of had a feeling that he was going to be manager there. Obviously, with the success that he had this winter and Albert Pujols being who he is, I think it was kind of inevitable. And you obviously see him talking about it. And he's like, whether it's this year or next year, I want to be a manager in the major leagues. And I don't see a reason why he won't get a crack at it. Like, I got to assume he'd be only trying to go to the right fit for him. Like, I don't think he just want to be a MLB manager for the sake of being an MLB manager, if you get what I'm saying, right? Like, I think he'd have to be in a team that would fit kind of what he's looking for culture-wise. And I really don't know what he'd be looking for, honestly speaking. I don't know if he'd be looking for a team like the San Diego Padres and Mike Schilt's there, obviously. But I know just through what he's managed right now has all been Latin players, and San Diego, obviously a heavily Latin team. I don't know if that's the type of vibes that he's looking for, or like I said, I got to assume St. Louis is going to have an opening in a year. I got to assume Toronto Blue Jays will have an opening in a year. I got to assume, like, there's quite a few teams out there. Miami Marlins, obviously another team that no one knows really what the heck's going to happen in a year's time, whether they flip managers or not. Even Texas, like, I don't know. I got to assume Bochy's probably going to be around for a few more years of managing, but Bochy's not young in age, right? Ron Washington with the Angels, there's another one that could open up for him. So there's a lot of teams out there that I think make sense for what Pujols would be looking for. I really don't know what it is at the end of the day, but I'm happy that he at least gets a chance to manage. And I mean, he's got a fantastic staff underneath him for the Dominican team. And I mean, great players that he's going to be coaching too.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it and like you said, there's several teams that could be looking for a manager this year. So all of a sudden he could be managing the Dominican Republic next year and actually be a manager in the MLB already. But that's a very good possibility. Because if I'm front office, and everybody knows it, Dirtbags, the guy's got the career. He's got baseball IQ. He's going to bring in coaches that want to be coaching, right? He's got a network already, even though he's never officially managed it in minor league baseball or the major leagues. He holds credibility. And that's what you want, right? So he very easily in a year from now could actually already be managing and then have to go to the WBC.
Well, and you think about it too. Now, I'm not saying this for certain because I know Yadier Molina obviously also wants to be an MLB manager. If Yadi got on as his bench coach, let's say, and you have Adrian Beltre as your infield coach, and you have, I don't know if Pedro Martinez would ever get full time, or to be fair, I don't know if Adrian Beltre would ever be a full time infield coach. But if Pedro Martinez ever wanted to be a pitching coach, like full-time in the MLB, all right, Albert, here we go. Like, if you had those four guys on your coaching staff, you're going to probably have a pretty successful team because those are four fantastic guys. Like I said, I don't know if Yadi would join Pujols as a bench coach type role. I got to assume he would because they're best friends. But, I'm looking at it like, man, you couldn't ask for more from a coaching staff. As a player, I'd be like, okay, I got a first ballot Hall of Famer. I got a guy that's already in the Hall of Fame. I got a guy that's already in the Hall of Fame. And I got another potential future Hall of Famer in Yadier Molina who's going to come in, be my bench coach or catching coach or whatever type of capacity role he'd be until he got a managerial position down the road.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if I'm Heim Bloom, no disrespect, Ollie Marmol, but hey, Pujols doesn't really belong to anybody. I realize he's still got his service contract with the Los Angeles Angels and stuff like that. But you know what? I'm already talking to him. I'm already saying, hey, at the end of the season, when I take over from John, you're my man. Are you in? Let's talk about it right now.
Oh, yeah.
What's the staff?
Oh, 100%.
Keep it a secret. What's the staff? I mean, I've got that in place because, like you said, I don't for Yadier, I don't think he's going anywhere else but the Cardinals.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. So if you want that tandem or potentially thinking about that tandem coming in, I'm doing that conversation right now. And who knows? Maybe it has already happened.
Well, that'd be and obviously this is going back quite a few years, but that'd be your Dave Duncan, Tony La Russa connection.
Tony La Russa.
That's Absolutely. The way that I look at it. Just Absolutely. Cut and dry. You got your right-hand man. You don't have to worry twice about it. You look down at the end of the bench, and you know exactly what that guy's thinking. He knows exactly what you're thinking. There's no communication issues without even saying any words. Right? Those guys know each other like the back of the hand.
And there's not a player in the organization that's going to say anything other than, woo-hoo, oh, Cardinals exactly. way, baby. Let's go.
Exactly. Cardinals that would make Nolan Arenado want to stick around, I think.
Do you think Arenado could bring in Mark McGwire to talk hitting?
Don't even get me started. I don't know what they're doing.
Hey, let's move on then. Okay, so obviously one of the big names from the last million years, it seems like. But again, just spring training dirtbags. But thank you for sending it in. Nolan, Angels fans, feeling pretty good right now. The way they're trying to figure out Mr. Trout. Home run today. He's got two on the spring, batting 364. You know, it's looking good. Again, I get it. It's early or whatever and that, but how are you feeling about that? They know that you want to see Trout on, but, you know, are you trying not to get too excited because of spring training?
Well, here's the biggest thing. The Los Angeles Angels did the best thing that they could for Mike Trout's development, and that's they brought in Torrey Hunter. They called up Torrey Hunter. I don't know if it was Mike Trout that called up Torrey Hunter. I got to assume it was. I know that they had talks and everything like that, but the Angels brought in Torrey Hunter. Obviously, Torrey Hunter was a fantastic right fielder with the Los Angeles Angels towards the, I guess, middle of his to the towards the end of his career. And yeah, I mean, that dude, he just played right field beside Mike Trout. Loved it. I know they loved each other. I think he can learn a bunch of stuff from a guy like a Torrey Hunter. Like I said, obviously he was a fantastic right fielder back in the day. Won gold gloves. Was just a fantastic career all-star player, basically. A guy, obviously, not quite Hall of Fame caliber, but basically that step right below, right? Just a really solid player. And I don't think there's too many people that Mike Trout can learn better from than Torrey Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you hit the nail on the head. Mike Trout did bring him in, and he was on MLB Network talking about it. And he said basically what you said. He said, when I first came up, Torrey Hunter came over, and he showed me that moving from center field, because he was a Minnesota Twin, obviously, became the Superman. He was known as it for the plays he'd make in center field. And, you know, he said, I saw him as a veteran make the adjustment, move over to right field. So you hit all those nails right on the head. And he said, Mike Trout said, I realized right then at some point in my career, I'm going to be Torrey Hunter. So what a luxury to have him. What a luxury to have him. There's no question about it. It's the same as having Ron Washington, even though he's your manager, but if you're an infielder, wherever you are, I mean, he's proved it everywhere he's gone. Oakland, Texas, the Braves, now the Angels. I mean, infield genius, infield, you know, legend at teaching.
Yeah, he was a savant.
It's a great, absolutely right. So another good pickup for Ron Washington, the Angels. And again, at the end of the day, we all want to see Mike Trout on the field. We know what the Angels are, but who cares? Let's see Mike Trout on the field, hopefully for 120, maybe 125 games. And he stays healthy and he just goes and shows as Mike Trout again or as close to it as possible. So obviously we're going to swing across to the East now. We got Boston Red Sox fans still pretty uncertain, Nolan. So they want to know, is you hear the speculation out there, is there a possibility of a Devers trade for a Vladdy Guerrero Jr.? We've seen it over the last 2 weeks since Guerrero didn't do the extension. Obviously, Boston, by all account, is really invested in the free agency. So is it broadcasters making that announcement, trying to stir that drum, or is it really contention inside the Red Sox? Do you think it's something that could possibly happen, or is it just it's not the right move for Boston? Wait till the offseason.
He's the captain of the Red Sox. That's the end of that conversation. That's as simple as it is. Devers is signed long-term. I don't have to worry about it. He's on a relatively, in my opinion, a relatively fair deal for what he is as a player. He's, to me, just basically Juan Soto at third base. Not quite as good of an eye, a little bit more power, in my opinion. Bat first, terrible defense. I mean, that's what Devers is. Like, everybody knows it. Like, they signed Alex Bregman. And Alex Bregman, I get that he's possibly going to be playing second base. And that's why the speculation came about. But I'm like, dude, everybody in the clubhouse still looks at Devers as the captain. He's the longest tenured guy there, for gosh sakes. Like, he's been there, what, 7 years now? He came up, and I don't know, I don't quote me on this because I don't know for sure if he was a rookie the year that they won the World Series or not back in 18. But he's been there since that time anyways. So I'm like what are we talking about here? Like, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., he's going to be a free agent after the year. You can't even necessarily re-sign him. So there's got to be something else kicked in a trade like that. And I got to make sure, hey, Vlad, I've got you signed before I'm doing this deal. Like, I'm not just giving up nine or 10 years, whatever Devers has left on his contract, for a guy with 1 year who may or may not re-sign.
Yeah, that's it, right? He's got 10-year, 300 left or whatever it is. And so, I mean, that's a big trade for the Jays, I would think, or whatever. And I'll take that all day long, to be quite honest.
I'd be extremely happy if I was the Jays.
For sure. But, I mean, also the Red Sox, if they are that intent and that serious about Vladimir Guerrero, that's $300 towards the $600 million that he's projected to sign for, right? And who knows? That's the bottom line. So, Nolan, you talk about it all the time. We're right back to a variety of injuries for the last question this week. You got Gunnar Henderson. You got Adolis Garcia. You got Christian Walker. Sean Murphy is a different one. Cracked rib off of a hit by pitch. We've talked about that a lot. But Luis Gil, too. All of them. Lat strains. Of varying degrees. Again, is it just that time of year, or guys in just such tight shape that they pop like banjo strings?
Oh, that's John Kruk. Can't pull fat. Don't work out. Can't pull fat. No, I don't know. I think it's just that time of year where guys are trying to get ramped up as quickly as they can, and they're just overdoing it to themselves. I mean, odds are they're probably in warm weather during the winter time. But if some of these guys are hanging out in colder spots, traveling down to the heat and everything like that, the body reacts differently. I don't know. It could lead to cramping. It could lead to these strains that players are getting. I really don't have an answer for it. All I know is with all the training programs and everything like that, I don't think guys give themselves enough time off in the offseason before they really ramp back up, which is causing a lot of these strains and injuries that have happened to players so far.
Yeah, that's a good call, actually. And with the 12-month training, I realize they've gotten a little smarter, and some of them do take a break after the season. But, boy, those contracts are so big, like we've talked about all over the place, that it's like, you know, by November, if they're not in the playoffs, they're right back in the gym. They're right back working hard. They're right back training, right, and becoming physical specimens to be able to live. So, but anyways, Dirtbags, thanks for sending in the curtain call questions. We're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought this week is in regards to the new ABS system. Obviously, you get some players like Trey Turner against Max Scherzer there earlier last week. Where he took a pitch right down the middle and you just see him start tapping his helmet immediately to challenge it on the very first pitch of the game. So some of the veterans obviously having fun with it. Even some of the veteran umpires I know are having fun with it. There was one clip that I saw just the other day where the one umpire, I forget who he was, unfortunately, home plate umpire, obviously in this situation. The catcher taps the helmet thinking that he got a pitch for a strike. The umpire spins around. Obviously, they do the quick replay that they do, find out it's a ball. The umpire spins around and just says, the call on the field was correct. It was surprisingly a ball or something to that effect. It was either the call is surprisingly correct. It is a ball. And I just started laughing. I was like, at least even the umpires are having fun with it too, where they know, hey, listen, I'm not going to be 100% perfect, but at least when I'm right, I can crack a joke out of it, especially in a spring training game. So then that way everybody kind of gets a sense of humor out of it.
Yeah, great call. Absolutely. I'm really impressed to see them having some fun. I know we talked about it a week ago when Scherzer said, you know, just let us play, you know, enough with all the changes and stuff like that. But you know, it happened to be Trey Turner's call happened to be against his former teammate, Max Scherzer. They had a good laugh over it and drive on, because exactly right. It is spring training. Keep it common sense with it and just let us see how it works its way through. And, you know, I think it's a long ways before it comes to the actual MLB, but again, you trial and error and see what happens. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Again, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Please keep sharing the message. Let your friends know about Dirtbag Baseball Talk, Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You know, if you want to get in touch with us, it's Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You got personal questions about training, your parenting, guiding you through the journey, your son, your daughter, coaching, anything and everything, we'll answer. We'll talk to you about it all day long. I mean, I'm doing it every day as it is right now. So if you have curtain call questions, you can send them in right there as well. And hey, let's get excited for another week. Not too far off, Nolan, before Chicago and LA are opening up in the Tokyo Dome. So hey, life is good, brother. Life is good. So, but unfortunately, dirtbags, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.